are 32 or above, and you're going to get free enrollment taken off automatically. Now, get this. If you enroll somebody with a PayCenter pack or a President's pack or a Business Builder pack, of course, you know those packs all come with free enrollment anyway, you're going to get a $29 credit against the order. So how cool is that, guys? If you have kind of been hesitant getting your 90-day plan kicked off and get rocking and rolling like Aaron talked about, but Cindy talked about last night, you know what? Start it again. Start it again this week. It's not too late to do it again. And do it with this free enrollment that IsoGenics is offering this week. That's phenomenal. What a way to get yourself kicked off again this week. So all that being said, let's get ourselves into our morning call by starting off with some victories and gratitudes. We always do that, and it's kind of fun to get going. And I know I have a funny feeling if Barbie Lee, are you on the phone this morning?
Barbie Lee is here.
And I know you want to share a victory because I know you're a proud mom. I saw your Facebook post this morning. I want you to share that victory because it sounded so cool.
Oh, my God, it was so cool. So my almost 19-year-old daughter, who joined me in IsoGenics a few months back, did her first Skype training, you know, showing the compensation plan kind of thing. And it was so cool. And I just sat there and I almost cried. And she has a friend who's out in Waterloo, so like totally across the country. And she did her first Skype comp plan explanation. I was so proud of her.
I can sense it. I could sense it in your Facebook post this morning. And I just knew it. I was beaming from ear to ear knowing how you were feeling. And so awesome that you could share that with us, Barbara Lee. You've got to be just ecstatic right now.
You know what? She's ecstatic. I'm floating on air.
That's awesome, kiddo. I'm so happy for you. That is just absolutely amazing to have family joining us, and we're going to be talking about that here in just a few minutes because our trainer today has family joining her as well, and I know how that makes her feel. So I'm sure that you are just beaming right now.
Yeah, and then today at 4:30 we have a three-way call with a young man we met in the airport coming back from San Diego. So I think she's starting her San Diego team today, too.
Nice. I love it. Right on. Well, thank you for starting us off, Barbie Lee.
Yay.
All right, who else is going to follow that up? Come on, step out. Let us know your victory this morning.
Kevin, this is Cindy.
Yes, Cindy.
Lots of gratitudes, but let's start with business first. They have a couple new team members, and I'm very grateful to several people that are linked to me because we're one big happy family like yourself and Patty Bender and Michelle Shutter and several other people that have been helping me with three-way calls and advice. And also, I'm very grateful that Kansas City is playing in the World Series and need to mention that because I think that's pretty darn exciting. And just very grateful for new people coming into my business world that are, again, not necessarily financially linked, but bringing some excitement and energy and participating in our wellness dinner tomorrow. So, just really good things happening, and I'm very, very grateful.
That's awesome. And you know what? I'm glad you threw out that the Royals are in the series this year because, you know, all these victories, guys, they don't have to be always IsoGenics. It's just what's firing you up this morning. So, Cindy, thanks for that. And, you know, I know we chatted a little bit yesterday, so I thank you for including me in those gratitudes because I had a funny feeling I was kind of involved in some of that. So
and
it's
gentlemen
part of this happy
also.
Family. And thank you for stepping out and sharing all of that this morning.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you.
And good luck to your Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, we've got lots of blue water in all our fountains, so it's pretty exciting out here.
That's awesome. I told you before that a friend of mine, Chili Davis, played for the Royals. Unfortunately, he also played for the Giants, so I don't know who he's rooting for this week. But regardless, it's going to be a fun series.
Well, the mantra for today is go slay some Giants.
Go slay some Giants. All right, well, may you be successful today. Good luck to you.
All right, thanks.
All right, kiddo. Anybody else with a gratitude or victory before we get into today's call?
It's Andrea. Chris, Andrea, Kevin.
Did I hear Andrea?
Yes, that's right. And I'm really grateful this morning for my networking group. I joined one about a month ago, and it takes a while for relationships to gel. But I'm really feeling it and just feeling, I really like the people that I'm working with in this group, and I'm just excited to be a part of it, and I know it's going to bear fruit down the road.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. And is it a setup networking group like a BMI, or what do you got going?
Yeah, it's a BNI, and it's a really awesome business model.
That's awesome, man. And you know what? It's all about the relationships, and it's nothing immediate. Don't for those of you that are out there and you join these groups like that, and you don't have immediate success, it's not about the immediate success. It's about building the relationships and going forward with that, because you never know. Somewhere down the road, and I know our trainer today might even speak about that, because I know she's been in several network marketing groups, or networking groups. I don't mean network marketing, networking groups, and she has a lot of great success from those groups. So. Andrea, thank you for stepping out with that, and congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And I think there was a gentleman right at the very end there that wanted to step out as well.
This is Dave.
Hey, Dave, did you want to share something with us this morning?
Yeah, well, for the last couple of weeks I've been doing some cold calling, and I connected with this hairstylist, from business cards. And I made an appointment with her, and, she had to reschedule, so I was kind of skeptical she was going to show up, but I texted her last night to confirm, and she's like, yeah, I can't wait to see you. And so I'm just really excited about going there, and then I talked to my upline, and he kind of gave me some pointers of what to say and what to show her as a hairstylist and how we can build a business. So I'm really excited about that.
Awesome, Dave. Well, you can just carry that excitement into your meeting today, and it will be hugely successful for you. I'm excited for you. Can't wait to hear.
Awesome.
And good you. Good for you on the cold calling and setting the appointments. That's absolutely phenomenal for you, Dave. I know you're stepping a little bit out of your comfort zone. You've been sharing that, and really excited for you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we're going to put us in conference mode here and get ourselves into the call today. And, Susie's out in Gay Paris having a great time with almost 100 of her close friends, as Isogenics really rewards those people that made their businesses or increased their businesses by $150,000 last year and met, the $500 million we will together. So she's out and about. But we've got an absolutely phenomenal trainer joining us today, and she's a personal friend of mine, and I just love her, and gives me a lot of pleasure to be able to host her this morning. She's been in Isogenics for just a little longer than Diana and I have, a little over 7 years now. But, she really didn't kick her business off till 2011, and boy, did she kick her business off, because right now she's in the top 100 income earners. She is a mother of two grown daughters, two beautiful girls, and one of them is specifically in Isogenics. I know she'll talk about that today. She's a grandma to her little grandson, Jax, and she just loves him. She loves to travel. I don't even know sometimes where she's at. In fact, I don't even know sometimes if she knows where she's at. She's going back-to-back trips here and there and everywhere. She just came back from a big birthday trip, a little cruise her daughters bought her, and it was a fun time. I saw a lot of her pictures. She's absolutely just a phenomenal trainer. She trains from the heart. She trains from experience. She's dynamic. She's very professional. She's genuine. She loves to include everyone in her business, and I love her about that. She's a 5-star Golden Circle, a 4-star Crystal Exec. So everybody, welcome to the call this morning, my friend Wendy Coles. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Kevin. You're so good at this.
Oh, thank you.
You made me sound awesome. I love you.
You make you sound awesome, kiddo.
Awesome. Well, thanks, everyone, and welcome this morning. Usually at this point in my day, I am at the gym. I haven't really talked to anybody yet, so this is really early. I don't train this early ever, so I'm going to put on my best training pants for you guys.
Use the ones with the stripes. I like the one with the stripes.
There you go. Awesome. Well, I know this week's really the theme is avoiding distractions, and so I'm going to kind of weave what I want to talk about into that, but really, I wanted to just, for one, congratulate Barbara Lee. That's so exciting, especially when it's your own child, right? And I do know exactly how you feel. My daughter, Bryn, after 2 years of, kind of dabbling, she's been using the products for 7, so since she was 15. It kind of feels like they've been part of her life forever. She's 22, almost 23 now, and just in August, she went to Celebration and came out of there. Not even a month later, became a director. So She's super pumped, and she's doing really well. She's almost going to be a two-star gold, you know, we want her to become exact before she hits it. So things are really growing, and it's so exciting to see when your own family, and I can't imagine what it would be like if you and I had gotten into this industry when we were 20, 19 or 22, right? That's so exciting. So congratulations, girl. And then also I just wanted to kind of touch on Andrea, because Andrea, you know, you talked about networking events and being excited, because you know what? Those events are all about building relationships. And before I really started building with Isagenics really big, we didn't have Facebook, right? So the way that I kind of connected with people was going to these networking events, and that's still my very favorite way because it's very personal. You get to know people. And I'll tell you what, some of the people I met in my first 5 years doing those networking events consistently before I started really traveling a lot, couldn't really attend them consistently, was they're some of my best friends. Like I'll know I'll be friends with them forever. So really just look at that as a way to really build relationships, because when people get to know you, they're going to want what you have, and especially when you're passionate about it. So congratulations. That's a great way to do it. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to foster that, but it's very strong when it happens. So good for you. And then just in general for, you know, I talk about avoiding distractions, and I put some thought into this yesterday, and what does that mean for a lot of people? And you know, it's really about having a daily, you know, method of operation, what we call our DMO. And when you're not really having something that you do on a regular basis that's really set, your schedule, things kind of go off course. So when you look at what separates people from, you know, success and from, you know, just, you know, not really getting to where they want to be, a lot of it has to do with that. And there's a book I'm reading right now, and it's called The Slight Edge. I'm sure some of you guys have read it. It's a phenomenal book, and I just, you know, for me personally, just reading, and I know I'm going to read it again because that's what I do when I find a really good book that I love, but it's helped me really understand why some of the things, and it's by Jeff Olson, by the way, why I do some of the things and what's happening to my business, because I did shoot out of the cannon those first couple of years from 2011, 12, 13, and then maybe this last year has been pretty steady for me. So it's time for me to really kind of revisit, okay, what's going on? And reading this book helped me. So it's really about a philosophy on life, and it talks about how the little choices that we make every single day, they really seem significant, I mean insignificant actually, on a daily basis. They're actually the key to living that really, you know, that full life of success and that, you know, full life of optimized health and having those amazing relationships. And so every single time I start to, you know, I'm going through it now for the second time, I started it last night, it just makes so much sense. So I really thought about tying that in today because I love it for everybody to kind of get that. It's really kind of been a ding-dong for me where I'm like, meh. So one of the things that, you know, The Slight Edge really is about as well is, again, when you're talking about distractions, it is that thing that you do. And a lot of people that are successful, they do this automatically, right? When you want to have success in every area of your life, it's all about making that right choice and making it consistently, day in and day out. And it doesn't have to be big until you reach the desired outcome. Maybe it's, you know, getting to that next level. You know, maybe it's hitting the top 100, whatever that is for you. Or maybe it's losing 50 pounds. I don't know. But it's about making those right choices when no one's around, with complete integrity. So not just doing things because you know people are watching or anything like that. And, you know, when I think about, you know, for me personally, that sometimes comes so natural when I'm in my zone, right? And that's what gets people to you know, difference between success and, you know, just kind of spinning your wheels. And I always thought, well, when I'm in my zone, I know I can lose weight and I'm doing really good. And when I'm in my zone, my business is growing. How do you get in your zone, right? It's about being consistent. So those are kind of the philosophies. I really want to kind of talk a little bit about that today, if you guys don't mind, because I think it's really the difference. And it is about, you know, it kind of all ties in together. And you look at, I've been watching these people in Paris. I'm sure we all are, right? That's why I'm even doing this call. I'm substituting for the lovely Sue and Glenn Field. So they're all in Paris and they're having a gay old time. There's almost 60 of them and we are not, right? So what is that difference? And I'll tell you, last year My business did not grow like it did the first year. I wish it would have been the year before they did the Paris trip, but that's, you know, no excuses, right? So we have to really look at what we're doing, and a lot of the times we do get distracted. So some of the basic things that I want to just cover before I really get into some of the philosophies are, you know, the biggest thing that's really helped me grow my business is Facebook. But Facebook can also be a huge distraction. So you just have to be very disciplined. So when I talked about your daily method of operation, you want to decide how are you going to work on Facebook, because it is kind of scary when it's on our phone 24/7, right? And it's also, you know, we're sitting at in your office and you're working, it's there, and then maybe you're on a phone call and you hear a message, bing, and you look, and so it's extreme distraction. And so I have a little bit of ADD. I get, you know, I can't really focus. I have to do one thing at a time. I can't, if somebody's talking to me and I'm typing, I can't hear them. If, you know, and a lot of people are like that. I don't want to just dog myself for a long time. I just thought it was me, but I find out that it's a lot of people. So you really, you know, you cannot do more than one thing. So if you're listening to this call right now and you're doing something else, you're not fully focused. So I caught you. But, it, you know, and if you're driving, that's fine, as long as you're just, you know, you're listening and you're not talking to anybody else. But one of the, you know, that's just it. So your daily method of operation. So one of the things that I've done sometimes, and this is literally what I have to do, I either have to silence my phone or put it in another room, literally, so that I can get something done. And so I know myself and how I work. So really knowing your own, what your distractions are, so you have to identify that for yourself. And really, you know, if it's, are you watching too much TV? You know, these are the things. So kind of look at what your day's like and what are you spending your time on. And I guarantee you those are going to be distractions. And when you're focused, it doesn't mean you have to answer the phone or answer every Facebook message or answer that. You know, you set up your time. If I'm going to be doing my recruiting and I'm going to be doing it on Facebook, then I am not going to be doing anything else. That's what I want to do. If I'm going to be on the phone and I'm going to be talking with somebody one-on-one in my team and we're doing some self-development, we're talking about their plan and we're looking at goals, I am going to avoid all distractions. I'm going to actually shut Facebook down because that's a huge distraction for me, and I recognize that. So really recognizing that and spending your 80% of your time on your income-producing activities and giving that your undivided attention. So everybody in their business is in a different space, right? We're all in different areas. I've got almost 14,000 people on my team, and then there's people that have maybe 20, right? So we're all going to be at a different place. But just know, no matter where you're at, 80% of your time should be developing, you know, recruits or getting people, you know, prospecting, recruiting, and enrolling. That is basically the income-producing activity right there. So what does that mean? Well, I can't prospect 24/7, right? Is that what you're saying? Or this? Well, as your team grows and you're supporting a lot of people and a lot of leaders, maybe that can morph into three-way calls because that's still a form of prospecting. It's still a form of recruiting and enrolling because you're doing three-way calls with your team. You know, stuff like that. So don't think that it has to be your own personal, as long as your business is growing and you're helping, but you do want to really focus on your own personal as well. Do not let that happen because that's what happened to me this past year. Luckily, you know, because of Facebook, I still was able to average almost 5 a month, but the bottom line is I wasn't out there recruiting like I used to do, and I saw a big hit on my business. So it doesn't matter how far along you are, how fast your team is growing, you still need to focus on that. And this is the perfect week to do that because you can offer free enrollment. And I know Kevin and Diana are brilliant with this, and they even come up with scripts for their team, you know, what you can do, especially those folks that have an interest but they just haven't done it yet. Perfect, perfect time for you to go back and say, hey, I know you've been wanting to do this. I just wanted to give you some information. This week we're having a special blah, 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 and you tell them about the free enrollment, and you just wanted to keep them in the loop, you know. You can send text messages, Facebook messages, get those people, and hopefully you have a list of those because everybody that's in this business should be having a list of everybody they talk to and where they're sitting at so that when it comes to something like this, you can easily go back to them. Okay. A little bit of a off course here, but that's basically it. So your daily method of operation, just make sure that you have your schedule. So if you have, you know, 1 hour a day or if you have 6 hours a day, you decide what you're going to spend your time on, and you need to stick with that. And that's really what the slight edge is about, is what is the difference. And it's those easy, those things that, you know, that you can make a choice that's easier and to do, and it's also easy not to do, right? Our life is a direct reflection of really our best thinking. And if we don't like what we see, when we need to take a closer look at those, you know, small daily decisions and make some adjustments. So, you know, the slight edge really works against you or works for you. So it really, you know, it's up to you. There's no standing still. So if you think about your life and your path, you can't just walk a straight line to success. It's constantly course correction. Okay, that didn't work. Let me go here. So you kind of get off course. So if you can think of a line, a straight line, you're either going to go to the left, which is, you know, success, or to the right, which is failure. You're not going to. So every single choice. When you look at somebody who's 60 years old, and she's, you know, like look at Miss Kathy Coover. She's beautiful. She's healthy. She's very successful. And she's 63, I think, maybe. And if you look at somebody else who's 63 who could be in very poor health, they're overweight, they live on welfare, they're not, you know, what's the difference? It's the life choices, those every single day life choices that were easy to do but also easy not to do. So, you know, that's one of the things that I want to talk to you, and you're probably thinking, you know, what does that mean? Well, if you go out to lunch, let's just give this an example because this is me. Because that's all I do is travel and eat out. I meet people for lunch. I meet people for coffee. And I've had a lifelong struggle with my weight. And it's, you know, these products work amazing and I love them. But when you're not focused on those, you know, decisions that you have to make daily on the rest of your food, they can really accumulate and keep you from really getting to where you want to be. So if you're somebody that has that struggle, I think this book will be awesome for you for that area. But I will go out to lunch. And, you know, and I do this many times with Kevin and Diane, it's so easy, right, to make the right choice. It's easy to have a salad with chicken. It's easy to have the light dressing. But it's also, you know, easy not to because you think, okay, well, it's just one meal, right? I'm going to have what I want. I'm going to get the burger, the bacon burger. I'm going to do that, and it's just one meal. It's not going to be a big deal. But when you make those daily choices over time, it is a really big deal. And that's what the whole Slight Edge is talking about. People who are super successful, that just doesn't come like, you know, overnight. It's about their daily choices and being consistent. So that's one of the things that really stood out for me was how those tiny little teeny tiny choices. If you're laying in bed and your alarm goes off and you can decide to snooze it or you can decide to get up and get on the ground and do some sit-ups and push-ups and, you know, lunges or whatever for 10 minutes instead of snoozing it, do you think that'll make a difference if you did it every single day for a year or 4 years or 5 years? Absolutely. But it's about making that choice. And so, you know, not saying that you have to do tremendous things. And I think sometimes people set unrealistic goals for themselves and they say, you know what, I'm cycling 3 times a week on average. I'm going to become a 2-star this week. Which, because we're hearing people in the company doing these outrageous things, which is fine. But when you set goals that you are unachievable, then that, you know, for you, or maybe you don't, you know, they're not really that realistic. Like, could it happen? Absolutely. It's been done. Yes. But is it realistic for the average person? No. So when you set these unrealistic goals and then you let yourself down, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. So really, it doesn't have to be a fast race. If you get to $100,000 a year in 6 months or 2 years, you're still getting there, okay? So if you're in such a big hurry, sometimes you have that negative energy and you can stress and you can, you know, if you make the right choices every day, the right people come in your life, you're going to have a really great outlook on life. It's all about energy, and you're going to attract that anyway. So really think about what this book means and kind of watch it for it. So they talk about the 7 principles, really, of having the slight edge. And the first one is to show up. So I talked a little bit about that. No matter what, show up every single day. You know, you can beat out 50% of your competition just by showing up in your business. I don't know if you're in your gym, at the gym or eating healthy, because 50% of the people, on average, if not higher, do not do that. So, again, it's easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. And when you think about it, I'm going to go through some of my notes here. 80% of success is just showing up. That's a quote by Woody Allen. And the remaining 20% of success is based on your knowledge, skill, and execution. So if you really know that and that sits with you, think about that for a minute. And you don't have to really freak out so much about, oh, my God, I only have an hour. What am I doing? Show up. And then every single day consistently, and things are going to start happening for you. The number 2 is really about being consistent. It goes hand in hand with number 1, right? Don't worry about the numbers. Just really strive for consistency, and the numbers will be there. They'll be there in the end. So you don't have to be better, smarter, genetically gifted. Just be consistent, and you'll really start to yield those results. So I know, being consistent with the, you know, because if you're consistent with the boring and monotonous, you will succeed. The fact is most people will not stick with the difficult and thus never succeed. Okay, so again, that means jumping out of bed and maybe doing 5 sit-ups today and 5, you know, lunges and whatever you need to do. And then the next day, maybe increasing it and increasing it. And next thing you know, you're up to 100 and your abs are looking pretty dang hot. And you're say, where's your butt on all those lunges? All right, so you're either on a success curve or a failure curve. So that's that straight line that I was talking about. And the problem is that most people really don't completely realize which one. They're not really, I guess, observant. They're not really looking at that until a lot of time has passed and they think, okay, what am I doing? Why isn't things working? So realizing and being, present to it is really important too. And then you can start saying, okay, I have a choice to make today, a slight edge choice. You can even remind yourself of that. Okay, if you know, especially when you know you're not going to, if you make a choice that's probably not the best, okay, should I get on the phones or should I watch Dancing with the Stars? You know? Well, if I was Susan Sly, what would Susan do? You know, when you look at those people that you want to emulate, if you want to look at, like, maybe what Lynn Hagedorn does, one of the fastest growing businesses, for, you know, first to get to millionaire in such a short amount of time, and Emily and Hayden and, you know, Lori Harder and Peter Kelly, all these people that you hear about, this didn't happen overnight for them. Lynn Hagedorn was in network marketing for 7 years, right? She did a lot of work before then to hone in on her skills and to get consistent and to know what the activities and the daily actions and her method of operation and what it takes to do it. And it was about being consistent. And we've all heard Lynn. She's one of the most down-to-earth people. She's not this dynamic, that massive recruiter. She's even talked about she doesn't recruit that many people. She develops her people. She's very consistent. And that's the deal right there. So, you know, people will make a lot of those small decisions every day that don't have immediate noticeable results or effects, but that's over time, they definitely will. So pay attention to that, you know, and then really just having that good attitude. I can't tell you how many people that just look at things so negatively. You know, the best way to really, you know, kind of distinguish yourself between others is to really just have that success mindset and have a good attitude. You know, maybe have a mastermind group and plug into positive people, you know. You need to seek one out. You can get one on Meetup, you know, have that. And then you're making relationships, another one of those networking type things, but something that you're doing for you, you know. And when we're positive, our brain actually functions better. It makes us more alert, more engaged, and we're more free to create and to lead, you know, better productive lives. That's, you know, the science proves that attitude is so critical for success. So we've all met those people that, you know, no matter what, they're just not happy. And it's really unfortunate because when they walk in a room, you can tell there's an energy about them. When you talk to them on the phone, you can tell, you know, how's your day going? Oh, it's all right. It could be better. Oh, really? What, is everything okay? Yeah, just kind of doing my thing. And you're like, okay. You know, and then you have those people, you're like, hey, good morning, how are you? Oh, my God, I'm doing awesome. I woke up and had a good hair day. Things are awesome, you know, and it just makes you laugh. And those are the kind of people you want to be around. Well, guess what? When you are walking down the street, it is on your face. You attract that. When you're walking through a mall and you have that kind of negative energy and those negative thoughts and you're just like, oh, my God, I'm so tired. Why is everything always happening for somebody else and not me? And what's going, you know, you think about those thoughts that are going through your head and that creates an energy and that's who you attract. So if you have a lot of nervous energy, then, you know, it's going to be very evident as well. So really kind of focus on that. Your thoughts are so, so important. Your thoughts are what create that mindset. And I always talk about that. And one of the reasons why I really am very focused on my thoughts is because my good friend Erin Postol, a lot of you guys know who she is, she really helped me start my business in 2011 by helping me with my mindset because I used to be stuck in my head a lot, and a lot of us are, thinking about, you know, why I can't do this or why, what's wrong with me or you know what's the big obstacle for me. And that was really something that I wasn't aware of. I just did it. And when she said, you know, you need to write out those thoughts and look what you're telling yourself every single day, would you say that to your daughter Bryn? What would you say? Would you ever say any of those things to your daughter? And I'm like, oh, my God, no, absolutely not. She goes, right. She goes, why are you saying them to yourself? You need to have more self-love. You need to understand what you're thinking, and you need to change it. and you can't change your thoughts until you understand what it is. So if you feel like you're in this negative, you know, cesspool, sit there, and I know journaling, sometimes people don't like to journal, but I'm not really talking about journaling. I'm just talking about sit there for 30 minutes and write out your thoughts. What are you thinking the majority of the time? Recruiting is hard. Talking to people sucks. You know, I hate talking on the phone. People will not listen to me. I haven't made any money. Why will they listen? You know, my thought was I have not lost my weight, and people won't listen to me. And, you know, I still, here I am 3 years later, I haven't lost all my weight, and I went to 5 stars. So it's in your head, okay? So I just want to get that really clear to you guys. You know, make it better than a terrific day. That's a great quote from Ray Pelletier. So number four, be committed for a long period of time. So when people come in, Susan Sly said that, you know, Jimmy Smith asked her how long you're going to be committed for. She said 7 years. I'm committed to Autoship for 7 years because she knew that her husband got 7 years to go through schooling and to get his business off the ground, and she wanted the same thing. So do you think that paid off for her? She became a millionaire well before 7 years. You know, she became a six-figure income within probably her first year, and then multiple six figures, and then, you know, millionaire annually. And, you know, it's just crazy what can happen when you are consistent and you're committed for that long period of time. You know, success in anything doesn't happen overnight, and when you're working to improve yourself, whether it's you're working on to make something happen maybe in your business or your health, you know, it sometimes takes a long time, and you need to really accept that and embrace it, and that's okay. Again, it comes down to those small, little, tiny decisions every single day, and maybe even thinking, okay, well, I have a little bit of an issue with my thoughts, so how about if I commit 30 minutes a day to self-development? Maybe first thing in the morning to set my day straight. What's going to make you change your thoughts in the morning to help you get on that path to where today you're having a better day, you're feeling your energy, you know, and then you celebrate those successes. That's why they say when you create a gratitude journal and you make yourself think of 3 to 10, whatever you decide, 3 things daily that you're thankful for or that you're grateful for, how your energy shifts over those 30 days, and then you're starting to do it every day for the rest of your life. Because when you're sitting here the first week and you're like, okay, well, I already went through, you know, I'm grateful for my husband and I'm grateful for my kids and for Isagenix and John Anderson and Kathy. Well, when you get through the obvious and then you're like, okay, gosh, you wake up, I'm grateful for my dog. I mean, it's starting to get really hard. So during your day, that small thing, I'm grateful for the cashier at the Starbucks because she asked me how my day was and that made me happy. I'm grateful for people like that, right? Then you start to really look for things throughout your day, and it changes the way you think. It changes your energy. And so I just really challenge you to do that. So, you know, I tell people that if you want to work with my team or if you want to be, you really need to commit to at least, not with my team, but if you really want to work with Isagenix, if you want a successful business, you need to really commit. You can't, you know, with no distractions, right? You have to try to really commit to do this. And if somebody says, well, I just want to get my products paid for, that's different, right? You meet people where they're at. But if they say, Wendy, I want to quit my job and I want to make a, you know, six-figure income within a year, that's a really big, you know, decision for people. Can they do it? Absolutely. So you need to get real with them and say you need to commit. You need to have, you know, very few distractions. You need to create a daily method of operation. We need to sit down and talk about your schedule. That's what you need to do is, you know, create that commitment. You know, people want instant results. They want that, you know, oh, I want to, you know, go from 2-star to 6-star one day. And you want that, but it's not, you know, true success takes time. And I'm only going to say this because those people who jump those type of levels do not sustain it. It is a one-time thing. So, yes, it's exciting and you get the title, but it's not consistent. The very next week, your cycles go right back to where they were. So you really want to build that success over time. And, yeah, grab that week and do a rank advancement push with your team. Get everybody motivated. But just understand that your cycles and your activities and everything that you want to do to get your income consistent is going to take time. And that is consistent action, consistently talking to your team and connecting with them and make sure they know that you're there. Because when you take time off, guess what? They take time off, and that's what I learned firsthand this past 2 weeks because recruiting went down on my team. Guess what? I was on a vacation for 2 weeks. It just happened. I didn't plan it that way. It was just kind of the way it happened. And then, you know, you come back, and it's to get that momentum going. So if you're just consistent, I'm not saying you can't take a vacation because God knows I'm going to take them, but just understanding what to expect and to know what it takes. And so maybe having some things in place and having other leaders that can help reach out and and do things like that. And, of course, our trainings kept going. Things kept going because we have an incredible amount of leaders in our team. Our Facebook groups kept going. But my personally enrolled people, that's who I need to really connect with this week because it's been a couple weeks since I've talked to them. And so kind of understand what that means. So consistently, you know, finding those leaders in your team that want it. So you can't pull people with you. You have to take the people that want it. So if you have somebody on your team that you know has a ton of potential, but they're just not there yet, then you just need to let them be. You need to let them know that you're there for them. You know, share with them the vision, and over time they'll see it. And when they are, and then when they're ready, that's when you grab them and you link arms and you go hard. But if you're pressuring them and you're calling them nonstop, and they're going to be so offended, and they're going to be like, okay, get out. I'm done with this. So please understand that you have to cultivate that. Just knowing you're there for people, sending them a message on Facebook, hey, just thought I'd let you know I'm thinking of you today. Hope you have a great week. Instead of every single time they talk to you, it's about Isogenics, right? So understand how to really know where people are. You know, people really, you know, they want those instant results, but, you know, again, it's that compounded effect, which kicks in after you repeat that same thing over and over again. So when you've spent 3 months of making calls to your team, taking an hour every single day to reach out to somebody and talk to them about life and what they're doing and seeing if their vision's changed for their life and they're really ready to get going, or if you're talking to your team that are the people that really do want it, and you're working on a plan and you're talking about obstacles and you're helping them overcome things and hone in on their skills, do you think after 3 months you're going to have a bunch of people that are really committed and ready to do this as well? Speed of the leader, speed of the pack, or what you do, other people will do. So if you aren't going to go to events, your team's not going to go to events. If you're not going to plug into phone calls, your team's not going to plug into training phone calls. If you're, you know, if you have a super Saturday in your town and you don't go, why would anybody in your team go? So you have to really understand what it's going to take, and being, because we do things that people aren't willing to do, right? This industry is simple. It's super simple, but you're going to work hard. I mean, we do things. I do the same things every day, but it's because I do that that I see success. But I see people that come in and they think, okay, for 2 months I attended calls, and for 2 months I went to events, you know, and I'm just tired. I'm not going to do that right now. And then they take their foot off the brake for 2 months, and then they come back and they go, okay, I'm going to do this. And then they start to, and then they take their foot off. It's like constant. You have to be constant. And that's what I'm saying. I know so many people, and you guys are sitting there going, oh my God, that's me. That's me. So many people that do that. They're really great, and they come out of celebration, and they're fired up, and then boom, they get, you know, distracted. Life gets in the way, and then they you know, their excitement kind of dies down, and other things take priority, and they're not going to make it to the Saturday training, or they're not going to go to ICU because maybe, you know, something came up that they could have probably put off to the next week, or had somebody else in the family take over, or, you know, whatever happens. But these are the things that are going to take you from being successful to not. And I'm not dogging you. You do what you got to do. But I'm just telling you, that's why some people have success, is because they are willing to do a lot what other people aren't. And that doesn't always mean it's easy, okay? So, you know, how to do it isn't really the issue, the how-to. You know, the answer, it's how you do the hows that's most important. So you just keep going. It's that they don't keep doing those things that long enough. So if you keep taking, you know, what you're doing on a daily basis, and we, you know, any leader will tell you what the activities are and what helps them grow their business. If you just keep doing that, you know, you're going to see success. It does take time, because when you do it, again, your team does it. You know, here's a great quote. Success is more like a marathon than a sprint. You must have a self-discipline, persistence, and be willing to do what most people will not. So there you have it. Summed it up. All right, number 5, have faith and that burning desire. So when you think about, you know, Napoleon Hill, his book is called Think and Grow Rich, right? He talks about that burning desire. As a matter of fact, his book is called Think and Grow Rich, not, you know, take action and grow rich, or, you know, do things every day and grow rich. It's about think and grow rich, because we are what we think. So just really kind of sit with that. If you haven't read that book, read it. It's awesome. And read it over and over again. You know, so number 5, have faith in that burning desire, because he talks about that in that book. That's what it is right there. Everyone, you know, is presented with problems and obstacles along their journey. Trust me, I get it. I do the same thing. This year has been horrible for me personally, as far as in my personal life, and it's been great that I've had this business for me personally to, you know, plug into and to be part of a community and to, you know, to have this ISA family and to have residual income, because without residual income, you know, life's hard. a lot harder when you struggle financially. So, you know, we all have those problems. But get to a place where if you have something happen, your residual income is going to take over, and at least you don't have to worry about that. Can't tell you what a blessing that's been for me. So this is what keeps you motivated, you know, to press forward when adversity really hits. That's another huge blessing. So here's a quote from Napoleon Hill. I'm just coming through my notes here. There is one quality which one must possess to win, and that is definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and a burning desire to possess it. So it might not be that you have a burning desire to build this huge business, but you might have a burning desire to help people succeed, to help people own their life, right? So that's a little different. So make sure you really get what is it that you, what excites you. I love that Peta Kelly, when she did that thing, that whole piece on her why, what excites you? So you can determine the size of a person by the size of the problem that keeps them down, and successful people look at a problem and see an opportunity. And there you have it. Again, glass is half empty or glass is half full. Look at a problem, and again, if you don't fail, you never will succeed. That is literally how you learn. So you want to make sure that you start looking at things differently and be willing to look at it for what it is, and then course correct, right? Take things, everything that we do is like constant feedback. Okay, that didn't work. What else should I try? Okay, that, and when I listen to podcasts, I'm like, light bulbs go off. I'm like, oh my God, I've never tried that. Oh, it's so amazing. So you can kind of course correct, and it doesn't always have to be the same way as one way. So number six, be willing to pay the price. So the price of neglect is far worse than the price of commitment. So it's so easy to push that snooze button, right? But it's also so easy not to. So just think about that. And the slight edge difference is simply what's comfortable early becomes uncomfortable later, and what's uncomfortable early becomes comfortable later. So if it's uncomfortable for you to go to the gym, it's going to become comfortable. If it's uncomfortable for you to talk on the phone, it's going to become comfortable. If it's uncomfortable for you to talk in front of the room, it's going to become comfortable. I used to, crap, I hate talking in front of the room. I can't even tell you, I would get so nervous. I was afraid to do a phone call. Remember the first call I had to do for Susan? She asked me to do a call. I was on vacation, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm doing a call tonight. The entire day, I freaked out. I couldn't believe it. And then the call went fine. And I'm like, okay, I lived. It wasn't a complete disaster. So the next time, it was easier. And that's what I'm talking about. You need to understand getting uncomfortable is a good thing. Be willing to do that. And when you really think about that for a minute, right, be willing to get comfortable now, uncomfortable now, so you can get comfortable later. There you go. You know, it seems most people live with one foot in the past, saying, only if things had been different, I would be successful. And the other foot in the future saying, when this happens or this happens, I'll be happy and successful. And when I finally lose my weight, I'll be happy. When I finally lose my weight, I'll be able to do this business and people will listen to me. You know, when I finally make money, people will start listening to me. Everybody had to start somewhere. You need to understand that. So do not ignore, you know, those things that make you uncomfortable, do them so that you can really have what you want. All right, number seven. We're going to wind this down, Kevin. I can just go on and on. I woke up, by the way, you guys. I was a little sleepy when we started. Practice the slight edge integrity. That's the seventh principle. You know, slight edge integrity is all about what you do when no one is watching. Really important. You know, it's so important to walk your talk. You can't get on a phone call and tell people, you know, this is free enrollment week, get on the phone and make phone calls and do all these things, and then you just sit back and wait. You have to do it too. It's about doing those things even when no one's watching, right? Walking your talk with integrity and not doing something you wouldn't want anyone else to, you know, you wouldn't ask anybody else to do. You know, doing that thing that you said you were going to do long after the mood you said it in has left you. So you're leaving, you know, celebration, and you're driving home, you're like, I'm going to do 10 calls a day, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to do my follow-ups, and I'm going to make time for my self-development early in the morning or late at night, and I'm going to do this. And then after 2 weeks, that excitement's kind of, you know, waned a little bit. Your 10 phone calls a day have gone to maybe 10 phone calls a week. And now you're like, okay, this just doesn't work. This isn't good. This isn't for me. I'm just not like everybody else. And you start telling yourself these things, right? And that is absolutely not the truth, because there's not one single difference between you and me, between you and Kevin, between me and Kevin, between me and Peta Kelly. We all have to start somewhere. That the difference is the daily consistent actions and those choices that we have every single day. And you know, it can, again, it can be difficult, but it's really, really easy, if that makes sense. So, and to tie this all up, the slight edge is, I think, really, really important in your daily method of operation and your daily thinking, and to really understand how we tick and to be present to that and to really recognize what it is that you can start course correcting. So hopefully that made sense, Kevin. I'm done rambling for the last 45 minutes, and I would like to let you know if you guys have any questions. Ev?
Whoops, I was talking to myself. I was muted. Hey, great job. I loved it. I love the slide edge. I love Jeff Olson, and it's a great book, and I just loved your overview of it and the seven principles. That's awesome. Thank you very, very much today.
You're so welcome.
And I know that you just said you're waking up, so I can tell you got like a second wind about halfway through there, so that was awesome too. But would you mind if we just open up the lines and just maybe for a couple minutes took some questions from people?
Yep, go right ahead.
All right. All right, team, the lines are open. If you'd like to step out and let Wendy know how today's call is landing on you, or maybe you have a special question about one of the 7 points or anything on topic, would be great right now.
Wendy?
Is awake during it?
Wendy?
Yes.
The Barbie here from Wisconsin. Awesome, awesome call. And this is so funny. This is really hitting home to me this morning because last week we were rearranging our house to a way that we could each have our own offices. And when I was moving the bookshelf, that book fell out onto the floor. And I looked at Gino and I said, I think I'm supposed to be reading this. You know,
well, now the universe told you again, you should be reading it.
Yes, the universe brought it to me. So that is so funny. This is awesome. Very awesome call. Thank you so much, Wendy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Barbie. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Cindy. Wendy, I love this call, and it builds so nicely on what Aaron did yesterday on the morning call, I think it was. I lose track of these, but, you know, especially in ridding ourselves of distraction and, you know, eating the frog and doing those things. And also, I really liked your reminder that, you know, if people make a commitment, their life changes, their circumstances change, and our job is not to hound them about what they promised 2 weeks ago, but really to just be there, to let them know we're there. I really appreciated that. So the message that we send should be consistent, and it's not always about, are you making your calls, for example.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you, yeah. Cindy. Anybody else? How's this call landing on you today?
Wendy, it's Lori up in Snowflake working on my home. And I want to thank you for reminding me of the gratitude journal.
You're welcome. Miss you, Lori.
Hey. I just really know that we're friends forever, dear one.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Lori.
Love you, too.
Kevin, thank you so much for having me today and for hosting and for just being awesome, that you, the person that you are. I just, you know, make it so easy for on a call that they don't normally do and feel comfortable. So I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Wendy, and I just love you back. You know that. And just for those of you that maybe you're a little like Kevin out there who doesn't like to read. I'm not the best reader in the world. I hate to say this, but reading bores me. I have to be doing something and be listening to something. I just posted on the Team Success wall the actual full audio book of The Slide Edge by Jeff Olson. So if you feel like doing a little listening this morning while you're doing some work around the house, it's going to be there for you. And Wendy, thank you so much for your overview today. It was awesome. And last thing to round up is today at 10 o'clock, even though all of our leaders are in Paris, They've done a very nice leadership update call for us, and we can access that this morning at 10 o'clock Pacific time, which is 1 o'clock Eastern, by going to isogenicslive.com, entering in, of course, all of your typical back office information, ID number, and password, and you'll access that leadership call this morning. And I understand that there's going to be a little
spooky. Nope.
Still there?
Yep. What happened,
yep.
Kevin?
I understand there's going to be a little announcement this morning that might be something exciting or kind of a scary announcement. Who knows? I don't know what that is. Maybe a Halloween version of something. Who knows? So be on the leadership call this morning, 10 o'clock Pacific. Again, go to www.isogenicslive.com. Sign in with your typical back office information and access that call. So, Wendy, again, thank you very, very much. Very happy to have had you today. And we got you next Tuesday, too. I'm excited about that. So looking forward to that. And tomorrow, guys, the amazing four-star Gabe Ganim will be here as our trainer. So see you. We'll meet you here tomorrow morning. Thanks, everybody. Go out there and, you know what, practice the slight edge like Wendy talked about today. And if you haven't read the book, go to our Facebook page and listen to it today, and you'll see what she's talking about. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Wendy.
Welcome. Bye, everyone. Have a great day.